The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. So now today we have a number of things to do during Mass, so I'll try and be concise and not be repeating, which is easy to do when you're up here and not waste any time, which is just what I'm doing now, actually. So that's not very good. Yeah. So today is a number of things. It's Good Shepherd Sunday, and it's also Mother's Day. And Mothering Sunday, and the two fit very nicely, Good Shepherd and Mothering Sunday. So just a little comment on the Good Shepherd. Jesus, going back, a Good Shepherd, an experienced shepherd, doesn't drive his sheep from the rear. He doesn't actually lead them from the front, but he positions himself right in the middle, so that the sheep get to know him. And that's what the Holy Father, Pope Francis, was talking about recently, especially talking to his priests. You got to get to know the smell of the sheep. And so the Good Shepherd is right in the middle, creating security around him. And it's a lovely picture, if you picture that in your mind. And the sheep trust him. And then Jesus goes on to say, "They know the sound of my voice, and I know them." I know them. And the question for us this morning is, the shepherd knows us, but do we know the shepherd? That's the question that arises in the gospel this morning. Do we know the shepherd? Well, you got to make some kind of a commitment. You got to try and keep close to the shepherd, like you have to anybody, if you want to get to know them. You might know about the shepherd, you might know about Jesus, but never really get to know him. So what do we mean by that? Well, notice in the gospel this morning, there's one little word there that's very important. The sheep know me, and they follow me. And what most of us think of what we do is we worship Jesus, but do we follow him? That's the question. It's much easier to worship him maybe once a week or once in a blue moon, but it's a hell of a different game and a different story to follow him. That means commitment, conviction, fundamental option, fundamental choice. So for example, many years ago, till soon, next month, I'll be 55 years a priest. Now, how did I survive the 55 years? Because I didn't do it on my own. And some 55 years ago, I made a fundamental option or choice or commitment to Christ, to Jesus. And thank God I never looked back. But it's you know that phrase in Scripture. When you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Well, if you know anything about farming, I grew up on a farm, and you're plowing a long field, and you got to keep your eye straight on the end of that field, the way you're going. You pick a point, you focus on that, and you keep going straight down to that point. Now, if you look behind you to see how you're doing, then you go like this, and you smile. So that's very important. You keep your eye on, and that's the commitment to get to the end of the field. Now, like anybody here, like all of us, and we still are, I go, you know, I've been good times and bad times in my life. I happen to live with some crazy pastors and some crazy priests, and I survived that. I don't know how. I had many, many skirmishes in my life without going into details. I went through, you know, like everybody else, I went through dark times and good times. And we all go through those times of depression and anger and resentment and restlessness and worry and anxiety. But, how did I survive? Because when I look back on my life, God never let me down. Jesus never once let me down. Did I let him down? Oh, yes, many times, but he never once let me down. But then the crazy thing is, why do I still then worry occasionally about what's going to happen tomorrow or next week? Why don't I trust him? I have no reason not to. He's never let me down. So why can't I get that idea into my mind? God never forsakes us for one solitary moment. He is always there for us. And that's really the fundamental question of faith. It's not just believing, does God exist? But the real fundamental question is, you've got to ask yourself, is God for us? Is God for me? And the answer to that is yes, 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 without a doubt. And that gives you tremendous confidence. So in the middle of any storm you're going through, you know that somehow or other, Jesus is right in the middle of the storm, and you'll come through on the other side, and you will arrive eventually at a place of peace and joy. You might look back and you might say, how the hell did I get over that? But you did. You survived. Now, just apply that. Today is Mother's Day. It's Mothering Sunday. And I think a wonderful example of a good shepherd is a mother. She never forgets her children. And she's always there for them. And no matter what they do, or how much they let her down, or no matter how much trouble they get into, she worries about them, and she never for a second forgets them. And it doesn't matter how old they get, they're still her child, right? They're still her child. And they're there morning, noon, and night, 24 hours a day for them. And that is the best definition of a mother. Always there for them, just like the good shepherd. And it's absolutely wonderful that on this particular Sunday, we happen to be celebrating Good Shepherd Sunday and Mothering Sunday. And the two, I think, combine beautifully. Because a good mother is an example of a good shepherd. That really is a fact.